Hi, and welcome to our service. If you're new here, you may be wondering who we are and what this church is all about. Well, the heart of the matter is this. We're a group of people doing our best to love God and love those around us. One of the ways we express this love is through worship, because our God is truly amazing. He created everything, great and small, and His love for us is incredible, powerful, and completely unconditional. We also spend time looking into His Word, the Bible, and receive practical teaching to guide us along His path in our everyday lives. But it doesn't end when the service is over. Throughout the week, we gather in groups to serve, pray, reach out to our community, and sometimes just to hang out and have fun. Life is full of challenges, and none of us are perfect. But we believe that's one of the reasons God has brought us together. We're all here to help and support each other through each step of life's journey, because nobody should have to travel alone. So thanks for joining us today. No matter who you are, we want you to know you are welcome.
His Tabernacle Family Church, Happy New Year! Are you all excited to get into the presence of God? I am so excited. And happy fasting! How's your fast going? My fast is going awesome. Is it going that well? Going well for you guys? Well, thank God we get a chance to get into the presence of God, amen? Where we can be restored and refreshed in His presence. Go ahead and just lift your hands and just start raising your expectation for what's going to happen in the presence of God. Father, we expect you to do miracles in this place. Lord, you said that you daily load us with benefits, and we're here to praise you for those in Jesus' name. God, I thank you that even in this time of fasting and prayer, God, that you would increase our spiritual sensitivity to you. Lord, that we would be able to hear your Holy Spirit at just a whisper. Lord, I thank you for taking us to new levels this year, God. Even though this isn't the year of the new level anymore, we're still expecting to go higher and higher in you. In the name of Jesus, amen. Go ahead and high five five people real quick. Oh, hallelujah.
Soul cries hallelujah, thank you Lord for saving.
But he brought me for me. Sorry, guys. Oh, his love for me. Who the sun sets free. Oh, is free indeed. I'm a child of God. Yes, I am. Free at last, he hands ransom. His grace runs deep. While I was a slave to sin, Jesus died for me. Yes, he died for me. Who the Son sets free, oh, is free indeed. I'm a child of
free indeed. I'm a child of
He wants to do in your life. This is your moment to receive. We worship you, Jesus. My
Sometimes that song's more real than others. You know, for some of you, it's never been real. And I pray that you press into God to make it real. This week, that's real to us. You know, sometimes everyone thinks the pastor's lives are always perfect. Everything's perfect. Well, many of you were here on New Year's Eve night, and you saw that my wife was missing. And she was home. She was not feeling well. And I think that's one of the very first services she's missed in, I can't even tell you how long, ever. I think the word ever was what she just said. And so we were praying for her and declaring healing in her life. You know, the word of God, God's word, it says it's always God's will to heal. Can I hear an amen? Not sometimes, always. It's in the covenant. Amen? Well, my son Chad decided he wanted to go and pick his mom up. She had, I think, vomited and felt better. And so Chad was on his way down to go get her to bring her to church. And when he got there, she still was not doing well at all. And into the evening, she finally looked at Chad and she said, "You need to take me to the emergency room." Now, if you know anything about my wife, that just does not happen. She said something seriously wrong. We got to the emergency room. I was still preaching. When I got done, there was a text on my phone. And it said, already at the ER. So went to the ER right after church service, which was phenomenal, wasn't it? Amen. She's laying in a fetal position on the bed and not doing well in any way, shape, or form. And what she did, they took her to a CAT scan, and she had a compacted bowel. And totally compacted. There was nothing going through. Which, if you know anything about that, it's very dangerous. Her colon was this big, is what the doctor told us, and it should have been this big. And so I immediately set it up to where we could get her to Rochester. So it took a while. After the CAT scan, they did antibiotics in case something else was going on, and so on and so forth. We got her, it was like 2:30 in the morning, and Pastor Andrea and I were there just really battling in the spirit. Man, that's a woman you want with you when you get her. Just declaring that she'd be able to go to the bathroom. And, you know, I don't know really medical, so I don't know how serious this is. And so we found out that at 2:30, the Lord woke up Brother Teddy Jr. and also Carolyn and had him pray for her. Brother Ted, I found out, had already been fasting and praying for her. And then my mother woke up at 3 a.m. And Pastor Andrea and I were there, and some of you might have been awake already. Chris Bamfield was already praying. And at like 2:45, 2:30, 2:40, she said, I think I got to go to the bathroom. And they brought it in. She went to the bathroom. I still didn't realize what was going on. She went to the bathroom. Thank God. Amen. It stabilized her enough to get her to Rochester. She got to Rochester. She went to the bathroom a few times. And she had already had, I don't know what they call it, but that thing that goes down your stomach to keep pumping out your stomach. Because if it builds, it comes up and goes into your esophagus and kills you. So when she got to Rochester, she went to the bathroom a few more times, and the doctor came in. She says, I want this out. He says, I can't take it out because I don't want to have to put it back in. So they watched her for a little bit more in the ER, and sure enough, he came in and he goes, you're doing really well. And he took it out of her nose. Amen. And then we sat in a hospital bed from, I was up 27 hours. You were pretty close. And all day Wednesday, all day Thursday, and they released on Friday. But in all those days, she was never hooked up to an IV. She was not even hooked up to a heart monitor. They were just watching her to make sure everything was going to keep flowing. And thank the Lord, everything is still flowing. Amen. The doctor came in on Friday morning and said, I don't think you realize how close you were. You were at the lowest point you could have been. The only place up now is up now. And he was literally letting her know that she was pretty much almost dead. And so you just never know. And this is why you need to know your God. You can't wait. Listen, this is what scares me about some of you. I love you. But can I tell you what scares me? Some of you are playing with God so much. You love God just enough to get out of hell. But man, what would you have done? Would you have had the faith and the foundation to stand, and after you've done all you can do, stand? Or would you have collapsed, or would your wife not be standing next to you? It's real. She would not be standing here this morning. On Friday, we were heading to Pastor Dan's, from the hospital to Pastor Dan's birthday party. And she said, I need a new outfit. I bought her a Harley shirt. I don't know what her problem was. So we went to the mall up in Rochester, and we're walking through the mall. She had to go to the loft. And on the way to the loft, I said, isn't it wild that realistically, without God, because I guess I've been told by nurses and by a doctor, a physician, I was talking to one yesterday, that they don't normally just loose themselves. What they usually do is either they burst or they got to go in and bypass. And so, isn't it amazing, I was telling her, as we're walking through the mall, that today we're walking hand in hand through the mall when realistically you could be dead. And instead of today, we'd still be having a celebration service, but we'd also be having a funeral service this week. You got to know God, man. It's no game. It's no game. And this is where this song has to change from being a head song to a heart song. Because there's going to come a day, prayerfully not, but I pray that there's not going to come a day that you have to tap into the supernatural power of God. But if you do, you better make sure you got it. You got to make sure you know who you are and that you got a relationship with the Lord. So this song is not just a song for us this morning. You saw her go down on her knees and you saw tears come up on her face when she was done singing, because it's not a song this morning. He deserves the praise. He deserves the glory. For without him, she wouldn't be here today. The doctor would not let her leave the ER here. The only reason he let her leave the ER here is because she had a bowel movement. But if not, they probably would have rushed her right into surgery if she would have made it. And if Chad had not been led of the Holy Spirit to go to the house, she might have been dead when I got home from the service that night. Not a game. Jesus is not a fictitious storybook of religion that we lay hold of because we need a fix. He's alive, he's real. Amen. And you need to get a hold of God.
Yes.
And he deserves it. I said he deserves it. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sing it.
Hallelujah.
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 Deserve all the praise and all the glory. There's no one like you, Father. Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus that there'll be great revelation this year in 2020. God, not to coin it, but 2020 vision. I'm not saying that, Jesus. What I am saying is that, Lord, we need a revelation in our spirit, man, of who you genuinely are. Lord, there are many of us that have just one facet of who you are in our lives. But God, I pray in the name of their son, Jesus, that you'll have such divine, supernatural revelation this year that as we are entering, God, that is something that, as your word says in Corinthians, the Holy Spirit reveals the deep things of God. We pray there'll be that revelation, for our eyes have not seen, our ears have not heard, our mind cannot even conceive the great things that God has in store for those who love him. Lord, bring deep revelation to us. Lord, there are some that don't even have enough faith, Lord, to pray for a toenail. I pray, God, that this year, in the year of the church, the year of the supernatural church, that there'll be such revelation that there'll be giants at the end of this year in your faith. Lord, we just honor you and praise you for all you're doing in our lives. In the name of Jesus. Now, I see a piece of paper up here. Is this for prayer or is this for a testimony? Is it prayer or testimony? Marion, is it prayer or testimony? Myers, are you here? Well, Father, in the name of Jesus. You said lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. She's not here, so we're going to do Matthew chapter 8. Your word says, speak, and it shall be done. God, I declare in the name of Jesus, I follow your example. Jesus, you said to the centurion, he said, Jesus, you don't even need to come to my house. Just say the word, speak the word, for you're a man of authority. Jesus, I thank you that right now, as we speak the word over her body, I rebuke sickness, I rebuke disease. I command right now there is no sickness. I command right now disease to dry up in her body. Lord, whatever the problem is, I curse it in the name of Jesus. And I command as your word declares, he whom the Son has set free is free indeed. In the name of Jesus. And everybody said, amen. How many of you love the Lord? Amen. On the way back to your chair, make sure you tell 5 or 6 folks he deserves it. Come on, don't be shy. Go back and find somebody you know. Say, Jesus deserves it this morning. Somebody. It's still a minute and 24 seconds. You can't stay still. Come on, turn around, say hi to somebody. Come on, you gotta be nice to somebody this morning.
Everybody, good morning. Welcome to church. I'm so glad you're here. This is the first Sunday of 2020. You couldn't have picked a better place to be. I'm so glad you're here. If you're joining us via live stream, thank you for tuning in today. We're so glad that you are part of our family.
We just have a couple things for you this morning. First, we want to announce that we're going to be starting personal budgeting classes next Tuesday, January 14th. They're going to be at 6:30 for the next four Tuesdays, and they are with Miss Carla Fisher. And where is she? She's usually over there. She is amazing. She is blessed financially. She just has so much wisdom. So we really encourage you to take advantage of these classes. You can find more info online if you need it. Secondly, we have baptisms coming up, January 19th. I love Baptism Sunday. Who else loves Baptism Sunday? They're like my favorite. So if you would like to get baptized or know someone who does, please go online to sign up, or you can sign up at the welcome desk as well. So if you could turn your attention to the screens, we're going to go to our videos now, okay?
Boy, those were good videos. At least we didn't have to see Pastor Dan put his standing with his back against us. Yeah, I hope you all wish Pastor Dan happy birthday yesterday. 40 years old. Josiah Skinkle is older this year, too. How old is Josiah Skinkle, 39 or 40? He's 45, glory to God. Oh, you're not 25. How old are you? So he's 39 years old. And what's...
I'm going to give you the bulletin so that you can make sure.
Oh, yeah. So this week is very important. Turn to somebody and say, it's an important week. I'm doing announcements because they didn't come up. Here we go. How many of you have been... Don't raise your hand. I'm praying you're all praying and fasting.
Amen.
Amen. I'm so proud of so many of you. You are. I've heard so many of you who have never fasted a day in your life are now fasting. Can you give yourselves a hand clap this morning? You should be, because let me tell you, it is always a step of faith to not have food in your belly. How many of you like food? How many of you fasting is just a challenge just thinking about it? How many of you, your belly turned on you, started eating from the inside out already? Amen. Last week, we gave away the information on the Daniel fast. We'd encourage you to start that. Fasting and prayer started January 2nd and is going till January 16th. And then we're encouraging everyone to go another week longer, to go 21 days. And I want you to know, as your pastor, I'm just going to tell you what I'm doing. My goal is 14 days water fast. I'm now getting ready to, I'm in my sixth day of water fast and going into my seventh tomorrow. And I'm believing God to be able to finish out next Monday water fast at 14 days, and then go 7 days on the Daniel fast to end it out. That's my goal, because I'm believing God. How many of you know that some don't come up but by prayer and fasting? I'm believing God that we are going to have the greatest move of the Holy Spirit this year than we've ever had before. Can I hear an amen? And I'm believing that you are going to be free and free indeed. Let me tell you, if the pastor doesn't fast and pray, then there's not going to be power coming from the pulpit. Amen. I'll say it one more time. If the pastor doesn't fast and pray, then there's no power from the pulpit. So this coming, actually, this tonight, turn to someone and say, tonight. Tonight through Wednesday, we're going to have corporate prayer and fasting. So if you're not, haven't been fasting, this is a great day to start. Start right after the church service today. Well, I really have lunch planned. Okay, eat lunch. Start at supper tonight. Start supper tonight and go all the way through Wednesday night, whether it be the Daniel fast or whether it be the full fast. Go all the way through and come Sunday night, Monday night, Tuesday night, and Wednesday night. We're meeting here every night at 7 p.m. And we are praying. Also, every day at noon, on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, we're going to be meeting here to pray as well. The Bible school students will help lead that one. So I'm excited that you are going to be part of God's move. Listen, God does not move by prayer. I'm sorry. A lot of people want God to move, but if you don't pray, God's not moving. And sometimes you just need to fast. You need to bring your flesh into subjection. Amen? I think I quoted it on Facebook. It said this, if you cannot control your belly, how will you ever control a devil? If you can't control your belly, you'll never control the devil.
And the second announcement, we want to make sure we have these incredible grow books. We started with our last one. We're now in our new series for the year. They have done a phenomenal job. There are great resources in the back of these. These go along with the sermons. They're something that you can take home that will take the message into your every single day. There's something for you every single day so that we can grow beyond the Sunday morning service together. So make sure you don't leave without getting your grow book. I think they're $10. Somebody help me.
$10. Rhonda, turn around and show me your jacket.
Oh, yeah. Unfortunately, these are not for sale. These were the staff Christmas gift, so I know you're disappointed in that, but it was our gift for our staff for Christmas this year. But anyways, get your Unstoppable Supernatural Church Grow Book. They are going to be a great tool for you, so don't leave without it today. Pastor Cody.
It's like awkward without the videos, right? It's just lots of words. But in their defense, guys, they did great. The computer crashed on them. What do you do? Not their fault. We put hands together real quick for the media team. They work really hard, and they're like the average age of 17. They're phenomenal. But no, we're going to talk about money because money's not a weird thing to talk about in church. We spend 40 hours a week at work worrying about money. We worry about 401ks. We worry about investments. But today, man, God says something about our wants. And we know in Psalm chapter 23, we know, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want, right? Can you say that real quick? The Lord is my shepherd.
I shall not want.
That was good. Now just everybody from the back to the front, let's do it again real quick. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And we make sure we don't have, we make sure our wants are fulfilled in three really easy ways. Ready? Number one, in our worship. In Psalm 34, verse 9, it says, "Oh, fear the Lord, you his saints, for there is no want for those who truly revere and worship him with godly fear." What's that saying? Those who have reverence, those who have that godly kind of fear in worship won't have any lack. They have all of their wants taken care of. What about this next one? When we ask God to fulfill our wants, we won't have any wants. Psalm 34, verse 10. They who seek the Lord, none of them shall lack any beneficial thing. And then the last thing is, man, when we increase our giving, we increase. In 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 6, it says, "If you give little, you'll get little. A farmer who plants just a few seeds will get a small crop. But if he plants much, he will reap much." I want to encourage you today in the first Sunday of the year. I know there's a lot of New Year's resolutions to be a giver this year. Maybe you're saying, "Well, I can't do 10%. Man, start with 5. Start somewhere this year. Take the step of faith and say, "God, you asked me to give 10. I'm going to give 10, even though it doesn't make sense in my budget. I'm going to be obedient to what you've asked me to do." Because the reality is, when the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. When I worship, when I ask, and when I give big, I'll receive big. Amen? Amen? So today, if you're ready to give, we have an envelope right on your seat. I want to encourage you to go ahead and fill that out. You can text to give, or you can go online if you're watching online, or even right in your seat, to histabernacle.com/watch. You guys can go ahead and stand up to your feet. Here we do something a little bit different. We don't pass a bucket. What we do is we bring our offering to the Lord. Why? Because we want to present it as a piece of our worship to God, saying, "I worked for this and I'm giving it back to you." Amen? Amen?
Amen?
Amen. We're gonna have our supernatural declaration, and this morning, No. All right, V, come on. V and A is going to share the supernatural declaration of the Lord with us this morning. Amen. Put your hands together. She's so excited and passionate about this opportunity for the body of Christ.
So Deuteronomy 28 declares, "I am blessed going in. I'm blessed going out.
I'm blessed in my storehouse.
I'm blessed in my basket. The blessings will chase me down. They'll trip me up because I'm a child of God. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. Come on and give your tithes and offerings.
Amen. And if you're watching online, you can go ahead and give even right now. HisTabernacle.com/give, or you can text to give. We love you guys. Stay here for the rest of the service.
It's free, oh, it's free indeed. I'm a child of God, yes, I am. In my Father's house, there's a place for me. I'm a child.
Praise the Lord. We got such a busy morning today, and I hope you bear with me. We need to do a TV intro. Is that okay? You guys don't mind? We need to do a television intro for His Word TV for the new one, Unstoppable. I would love to introduce to you Greg Klur. How many of you know Greg Klur? Come here. Yes. That's right. Just lay it down on the ground. We'll jump on it later. It's not yours. You don't have to worry about it. Oh, it's yours. This is Greg Klur. This is Pastor Jade's dad, and her mom is on the front row from South Africa. Welcome, everybody.
Good morning, His Tabernacle. How are you doing?
Good morning.
Well, it's awesome to be all the way from Africa. Thanks for having us and just being such a wonderful host church. It's just wonderful to be here. Janita and I are really blessed.
Well, we love you. And look at, he's only here for a few days and he's already on the base. Amen?
Yeah, well, it's about worship, but it's also about doing what you love for the Lord, you know?
That's right.
Yeah.
He will be teaching for those who are business people and or just want to grow in leadership. This Tuesday from noon to 1, he'll be teaching Empowering Pastors Leadership Training. So I'd encourage you to be there. It's going to be a life changer. Every time he speaks, when he brings this, many people don't know. What he does is he oversees over 40 different businesses for the church in South Africa, as well as keeps the church running in South Africa.
Yeah, we're pretty busy, you know. But you know what, Pastor? It's about giftings. And you must never worship your gift. You must always worship Jesus.
Oh, amen.
But your gift is important because with your gift, you can worship him. Ooh. And so that's all we do. That's all we do. It's
amen.
Very simple.
Well, I love you.
You too.
And give me a hug, man. Amen. Isn't it great? South Africa in the house this morning. Amen. So I need to do an intro real quick. Ron, do you want to do this with me? No, that's all right. Here we go. How's the backdrop look? Good? 5, 4, 3, let me turn one off. Here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. My name is Pastor Michael Spencer, and you're watching His Word TV. Right now, I want you to realize you're in the main sanctuary on the very first Sunday of 2020. And this year, we are the Unstoppable Church, the Supernatural Church. And we're excited that you're in the main sanctuary with us. Can you all welcome them in the main sanctuary?
We'd love to encourage you to not stay home today. You're watching this at either 8 a.m. or 9 a.m. or in the middle of the night. Make sure you're here, 16 Level Acres Drive, 9 or 11. We'd love to meet you in person. Make sure you get to the house of God. Here we go. We're going to end it. Did I stand that way before or do I stand this way? What, do I look better this way or look better this way? Amen. Okay. Five, four, three, two, one. Unstoppable, the supernatural church. That's who God's, God, five, four, three. Five, four, three, two, one. Unstoppable, the supernatural church. That's what God's kingdom is all about. God is not a religion. God is supernatural, and his church is supernatural on this planet. We're not here for religion. We're not here to survive. We're here to release the power of God. We are the salt and the light. You know, today, if you do not know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, I want you to realize you can't go to heaven. I know that's a little shocking for some because you've always been taught good religion will get you there. Being nice will get you there. I'm here to tell you, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. And today, if you will confess Christ as your Savior, ask him in your life, you too can be part of Unstoppable, the supernatural church. So I'd love you to pray with me. Let's all pray right out loud with me as well. Jesus, thank you that you love me. Thank you that you died for me. Thank you that you have a plan for me. Right now, I'm making a conscious choice. I surrender my life to you. I ask that you forgive me of my sins. Wash them away. Make me new. I accept you. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer, we got a Bible for you. We want to encourage you and strengthen you. It's time to get to the house of God and grow in Jesus' name. I'll see you in just a little bit. Okay. You want one? Now the theme this year, can you shout it out loud with me? Unstoppable. Unstoppable. The supernatural church. Supernatural. Come on, not the natural church, the supernatural church. That's who you are. Turn to somebody and say, that's who you are. Tell somebody else, you are unstoppable. Unstoppable. That's right, because you are the supernatural church. We have some shirts for you. How far did that get, Rhonda? Ready? Okay. Who's going to catch the mug? First one gets it. Let the little children beat you. Hallelujah. Brother Bruce. Amen. The supernatural church. We're excited because as the Church of Jesus Christ, we are not survivors. I also want to give away a grow book. Now, I don't know, my wife just talked about these. These grow books are powerful. You want them in your life. If you want it, first one up. Mom Rhonda will buy one for you. I don't know, man. This week was powerful. Not only for my personal life as what God did in the miraculous, but also in the factor of you and I as children of God and being part of what the Lord was doing even on Tuesday night. Tuesday night, we revealed on New Year's Eve, and I challenge you, don't let another year go by without you being here. Can I hear an amen or oh my? You need to be here on New Year's Eve every single year. It's the release. I'm telling you, I love Sunday mornings, the very first one. We again talk about what we're going and what we're doing, where we're going, but it's nothing like New Year's Eve. You need to be here on New Year's Eve next year. Write it in your calendar. Kick everything else out. Amen? You're not going to the booze party. Say amen. Amen. No need to get drunk and get arrested. Amen. Come get drunk in the spirit and get filled. Amen. Glory to God. So today I just want to talk to you real quickly about the theme where we're going. Now you see, for a lot of people, the theme sounds like, oh, that's a nice little cliche. We have t-shirts and we have,
you know, we have some mugs and we're going to get new different t-shirts. It's going to be so cool. You know, that's neat. Unstoppable, the supernatural church. It's a nice cliche. I'm sorry. This is prophetic for your life. This is what God wants to do in your life. Amazingly, there are some people that will leave as even 19. Some will leave, some left 2019 at a next level. Some did not. Some left 2019 at a next level. Some did not. Some chose to be who you are, chose to be where you are in your spiritual life with God, chose to be who you are in your understanding of who God says you are. You've chosen to remain in that posture, in that position, and I'm sad for you. I'm not condemning you, but I'm sad for you. I'm sad for you because you have relinquished what God's plan is for your life for an entire year. Now, as I said, my wife realistically might not have been here this Sunday. That's not a joke. That's not just a statement, not using it as a ploy or as a tool. That's realistic. Realistically, she might not have been standing here this morning. That's very, very real. With that, none of us have the security of knowing that every moment of our day is set. Can I hear an amen? Amen. That we are to live our lives. It's no longer I that lives, but Christ that lives in me. And the life that I live in the flesh, I'll live according to the faith of the Son of God. Our job is to live for him, not to live for us. Our job is to live for him, not to live for us. I said our job is to live for him and not to live for us. Now, as you and I are getting ready to step into, as the 5th of January is already here, the unstoppable, the supernatural church, I want you to hear me now. That is what we call a decision of whether you're going to actually receive that or not. There are two types of promises. There are conditionals and unconditionals when we start talking about covenants. Now, we know the Adamic covenant was conditional. The Abrahamic covenant is unconditional. The Mosaic covenant was conditional. We know the Davidic covenant is unconditional. What does that mean? One, you have to do something. One, you do not. One, you just automatically get. How many of you like the Noahic covenant? That is unconditional. How many of you have ever seen a rainbow? I said, how many of you have ever seen a rainbow? That's part of the Noahic covenant. God said that he would make that as a sign that he would never flood the earth again. We get to participate with that whether you're born again or not born again. That is an unconditional promise. In the house of God, there are prophetic words and prophetic direction. And in the prophetic direction given by God to his church for where he wants to bring us, it is a conditional option. Not everybody is going to want to be unstoppable, the supernatural church. But I challenge you this year to make decisions in your spirit that you will refuse to be somebody that is a bystander in the house of God, but that you will be a person that will lay hold of the promises, lay hold of the prophetic unction, lay hold of the direction that God is doing, not just at his Tabernacle Family Church, but at the churches across the nation that are being led by his spirit. You're going to start hearing this kind of principle being brought up all over the nation. You're going to hear them start preaching about this all over the nation. Why? Because he's the same Holy Ghost. The challenge is making sure that you and I are in the prophetic unction of God, that we are in the prophecy. Now, the Bible says in Timothy, Paul said to Timothy, I want you to fight a good warfare with the prophecies that you have received. Prophetic gives you the opportunity to fight a good warfare. It puts you in a position for we fight not against flesh and blood, but against powers and principalities. We are fighting not against people. We are fighting against demonic spirits. And we have to become people that are unstoppable in the Holy Ghost. That the devil's not going to find our threshold because there is no threshold. For if God is for us, who can be against us? Can I hear an amen or am I? The church is unstoppable, not just the church in corporate, but the church as individuals. Turn to someone and say, I'm the church. Tell somebody else, I'm the church. That's right. The Bible says that you are the temple of the Holy Ghost. Right now, the Spirit of God, if you are born again, is dwelling inside of you. It is not a fictitious theory or thought process. It is not a religious momentum. It is literal. You are possessed if you are born again. God, by his Spirit, literally lives inside of you. You are the church. But when we come together, the Bible says, do not forsake the assembling of yourself, as the manner of some is, especially in the last days. Everybody say, I'm an obedient child to God. Shout, I'm an obedient child to God. So turn to someone and say, I will not forsake in 2020 the assembling of myself as the manner of some is, especially in the last days. Listen, I don't want to be in the manner of some is. I want to be the obedient child that says, God, your house is more important to me than anything else on this entire planet. I posted something the other day from David Oyedepo. He actually preached a message at Shiloh this year. And it was this. It was, you can tell, or the proofs that you love God are simple. Number one, that you are loving God and his word. You love God if you love his word. You love God if you love his house. You love God if you love to give. And you love God if you are willing to share the gospel. He was so powerful in his presentation to literally, I think it was like hundreds of thousands of people, literally hundreds of thousands of people, as he's preaching this message all over the planet, that God's heart is that you and I love him, for faith worketh by love. We've got to start walking more by faith than by sight, but we can't be the unstoppable church if we're living by our own dimension. It's time to step into God's dimension, time to start stepping into God's principles and learn that we are unstoppable. We are the supernatural church. Our verse for the year is 1 Corinthians chapter 2, 4, and 5, and it says this, and my speech and my preaching were not with persuasive words of human wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not be in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. When my wife was going through this that night, one of the prayers that I was praying was, God, let her be the first fruit of miracles for 2020. Lord, I want to be able to declare from the pulpit that on January 1st, you did a miracle right here at his tabernacle that could not be done by a man, that could not be reconstructed. It was God doing his thing. And right here, we already have the testimony. I already gave it to you. We have proof for it if you need it. We have proof that this is what God did at January 1, 2020. She is the first fruits of the miracles, that your faith will not be built upon the wisdom of man, but upon the power of God. If you've never seen a miracle, this is a house of miracles. I said, this is a house of miracles. God is the God of miracles. God loves to do miracles. It's his character to do miracles. If you've received a miracle in this house at some point in time in your life, I want you to stand up and I want you to give God a shout and say amen. Amen. Come on, praise him. He's the God of miracles. He is the God of miracles. God loves miracles. God loves the supernatural. That is the arena he lives in. We live in this arena. We live in the natural arena. But the moment you became born again, you had a transformation. You are now not of this world, but you've been transformed by the renewing of your mind. As God is teaching us how to walk in the supernatural, how to call those things which are not as though they already are, we will learn how to be unstoppable. For nothing the devil wields against us, even death itself. The Bible says, death, where is your sting? Death, where is your victory? There is no victory the devil could have with the unstoppable church, because we are the church of the supernatural. It's powerful to realize it. It's powerful to understand it. There are churches all over the nation that today they're just having their same old service. They know what they're going to have at every moment. They know what's going to be said. It's going to be 1 hour in, 1 hour out. There is no supernatural. People aren't getting healed. People aren't getting saved. People aren't being delivered from devils. And I want you to know that devils are still real. We're going to preach about them this year. I'm going to teach you how to cast out devils this year. I'm going to teach you how to discern a devil in Jesus' name. You're going to be a person of power that if you're at work, you'll be able to bind a demon spirit and know who you are in Christ, for you are unstoppable, the supernatural church. If somebody is sick, God's going to train you this year how to lay hands on a sick person and see him recover. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
Now, I didn't mean sick in the mind, your husband. I said that an angel reached right over, touched her husband's head. Hallelujah. Satan has constantly strived to destroy the church. But the Bible says in the book of Matthew chapter 16, verse 18, now I say to you that you are Peter, which means rock, and upon this rock I will build my church, and all the powers of hell will not conquer it. The gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. Now I want you to hear me now. There are many churches the gates of hell have prevailed against. The Bible here is saying the gates of hell should not prevail against the church, the corporate body of Christ. But there are many churches that have surrendered the supernatural, that have surrendered the power of God, that have become not a church in word, but in deed, but only in word. God's word, God's church, is not a church where people come together and have a club. God's church is a church where we come together and the corporate anointing shall release the power of God to win back our community, to win back your families, to put money back in your pocket in the name of Jesus, to heal your body and to save your sons and daughters. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
Satan has been against the church, is working against the church. But I want you to realize he already knows he's defeated, according to Colossians chapter 2, verse 15. You see, he thought he beat Jesus. He thought he overcame Christ on the cross of Calvary. But I'm here to tell you, on the third day when the Messiah rose from the dead, all hell started screaming. The hordes of hell started hiding. Why? Because Jesus Christ made an open show of the devil. He made an absolute fool of him in the spirit realm as he took away the keys of death and hell. I'm here to tell you, you are not weak, but you are strong. That you are not surviving, but you are thriving. That you are not just a church, but you are the supernatural church, sons and daughters of the Most High God. Oh, then Jesus sent the Holy Ghost. I don't know, some of you aren't baptized in the Holy Ghost still. Some of you aren't filled in the Holy Ghost, speaking with other tongues. I'm telling you now, you need to press in this year. You need to get filled. It's a free gift. It's something you can't earn. Nothing that you can try to fictitiously make up. It is truly an outpouring of God's Spirit in your life. And if you are born again, shout amen.
Amen.
The Bible says this gift is for you and for your children and for all those who are far off. You can be baptized in the Holy Ghost, speak with other tongues, and you shall receive power, dunamis, supernatural power. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, to the uttermost parts of the earth. God is raising up a church in these last days. The remnant, the people of God who are dormant, are now rising to the top. The sons and daughters of God are rising to the level that they have never been before, with authority and with power. And God is going to start using them supernaturally. And God is going to start showing himself powerful. God is going to show himself as who he is, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. You see, the devil's worked so desperately. He's moved it to where he's trying to make the supernatural just always weird or something strange. It was very interesting to me. At one point in time, I had been talking to a doctor. This is a bit ago, and as I was talking to the doctor says, well, you know, you can have, you know, different other out help if you need it. You know, we have a wellness center, and you can go there, and there's Reiki there, and there's this there, and there's this there. And I said, isn't it interesting? We start talking about laying hands on the sick in the name of Jesus, and that they'll recover. You freak out. But we start talking about Reiki, how they release the demonic spirits through a monk that created it in mocking of the laying on of hands, according to Scripture. You think that's okay? You see, the world has infiltrated the church. Some of you actually have practiced Reiki, and I pray that you have been delivered in the name of Jesus. Some of you are literally going and getting massages done by Reiki people, and they're releasing demonic spirits into your life. You never let anybody who practices Reiki touch you. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
Oh, I know that stirs things up. The supernatural is real. And the world is hungry for the supernatural. But the church has given up the supernatural. There's denominations that are out there today that said the power of God ceased with the first century church. I call it a lie. Is it an abomination before God that you take God's power out of his gospel? Literally, there have been conferences set up to where now they're trying to teach young men and young women that the supernatural is no longer powerful in God's house. And I'm here to tell you today, whenever you hear somebody say the supernatural ended with the first century church, you need to get a little gumption in your umption and tell them straight in their face, I'm sorry, you're either very deceived or you're just a liar. I don't play around with that stuff. Why? Well, because it is the destructive power of Lucifer trying to infiltrate the church to take the supernatural out of who we truly are. You cannot be unstoppable if you don't have the supernatural power of God. Amen. Without the supernatural, you have no authority over the power of the devil. It means he can play with you any way he wants. But I'm here to tell you right now that as sons and daughters of God, filled with the Holy Ghost and with power, men and women of authority, men and women that Jesus has given his name to, all authority, he said, I've given you over the power of the devil. It's time to put your shoulders back and get your face as flint and say, I will not be deterred. I will not be distracted. I am unstoppable. I am part of the supernatural church, and God is going to do great and mighty things through my life, and I will see people saved. I will see people healed. I will see people delivered. God will use my life for his glory in Jesus' name. All right, now you can go to the mall. They have all those spiritual, listen now, if you're playing with, what is that called? Dungeons and Dragons. You're playing with those role play kind of games where you're actually going out and buying costumes and stuff like that. You're playing with the demonic. What's happening is you don't even know it. You're stepping into the demonic realm. And what's going to happen is you're not going to be able to overcome because you've given a foothold to the devil. If you're playing with Reiki, you're playing with 1-900 Psychic. Man, there's a local guy here and many local people here that call themselves psychics. You're going to a psychic. You're opening yourself up to a demonic spirit. And that demon spirit has liberty in your life because you have given it up, because you have made a decision that God's power is less than the demonic power. Wicca is on a massive move in our region right now. Wicca religion. The enemy is working hard even on the pastors. Pastors are becoming offended, wounded. When they do that, the Bible says that wounds or offense stops the power of God. There are many pastors who won't move in the supernatural, won't move in the gifts of the Spirit, simply because they are so offended and have been offended. I knew this one lady, Jesus. They've been in ministry over 20 years. And I was a youth pastor at the church. And I said, it's time for me to move on. I was getting ready to move. And we got in a conversation. And she said to me, when I got here 20 years ago, I started making a list of everything they did against me and my husband. And when we leave, I'm going to read it to him. She had a back injury from a car accident, and she couldn't understand why God didn't heal her. I'll tell you why. Because where there is offense, the power of God is nullified. And here we are as children of God. There are pastors all over the United States that cannot preach this message. They will not preach this message. Why? Because they're so offended that they do not see the supernatural manifested in their church. The movement's called Reformed Calvinism. The movement's called Strange Fire Conferences. I won't drop the names of the people that were with them, but I'm here to tell you right now, you better be careful, because what they're doing is they're pulling the supernatural out of this generation. And we might have a lot of head knowledge, but Paul said, I don't come to you with the excellency of speech or the wisdom of man, but I come to you with the power and the demonstration of the Holy Ghost. We've got to have a demonstration. We've got to have a demonstration. She's your demonstration this morning, right there, right here. She's your demonstration of a miracle. She is a person that has been set free. In Jesus' name. There are so many pastors, they don't even have training or teaching on the supernatural. So to stand up, the Bible says, my people perish for lack of knowledge. Listen, the church you go to plays a massive role. It is not a small key. It is the largest key in your spiritual life. Well, why is that? Well, listen now, there are places where they don't have churches. They have underground churches and they pass around pages of the Bible. And there is a special grace for those people. But God said, forsake not the assembling of yourself as the manner of some is, especially in the last days. Why? Well, because the church you go to will either train you about the supernatural or keep you a natural carnal Christian where you are always getting whooped by the devil and man, you finally get sick of God and move on. The church you go to plays a massive role. In this house, I want you to hear me. We are never going to stop preaching about the supernatural. We are never going to stop preaching on tongues. I am not ashamed of the gift that God has given. I am not ashamed of the word of knowledge, the word of wisdom. I am not ashamed of the gifts of healing, the working of miracles. I am not ashamed of prophecy. I am not ashamed of the supernatural. Why? Because Jesus used it. And if it's good enough for Jesus, it's good enough for us. Can I hear an amen? You've got to make a decision in your heart that you're unwilling to compromise. Well, my friends will think I'm weird. You are weird. The Bible says you're a peculiar people. Turn to someone and say, you are peculiar. You're a peculiar people. You are not normal. Here is the issue. If you are normal, you're abnormal. That means you're not born again. That means you're not sure you're going to heaven. That means you're not a child of the living God. That means your temporary life. That was this week. Your temporary life. Here 1 second, gone the next. If we don't pay attention, man, then we get sucked into this world. But the Bible says if the love of the world is in you, then the love of the Father is not. We've got to make a decision that I'm not in this to get out of hell. I'm in this to serve God. I'm not in this just to not go to hell. I'm in this to make a difference. I'm in this to be used by His as a servant of God to do whatever He wants with my life. My life is no longer my own. It's His life. Can I hear an amen? I'm here to tell you. There are a lot of pastors, and I'm preaching about pastors a little bit this morning because I think it has everything to do with the condition of the body of Christ. Amen. The condition of the body of Christ is where you preach, for faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. And I know there are preachers that are watching this right now. They'll be watching this on television right now. I'm talking to you. Talking to you as God has put me in a position to where I have a voice in your life. You've got to make a decision in your heart. I remember Brother Hagin. He's a great man of God, passed on to be with Jesus in his late 80s. But he started off as a Baptist preacher where tongues were not allowed in the church. And he kind of went to a church because he got hungry for God. He went to the back row, and in the back row, he got baptized in the Holy Ghost, began to speak with other tongues, and he got kicked out of his church. Some of you got to make some decisions. Because just because you're in that church don't mean it's where God's called you. And if you're unable because you've got a church board that's not allowing you to preach the gospel, it's time for you to get out in Jesus' name and go preach the gospel unhindered for the glory of God. It's time to make decisions. The supernatural church is always produced. Always. After the baptism of the Holy Ghost was released in Acts chapter 2, as Peter was preaching the gospel, 3,000 men gave their hearts to Christ, not including their wives and children. The man who was healed at the gate, beautiful, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have I give unto thee. Acts chapter 3, in the name of Jesus, I command you to stand. He reached down, Peter reached down and pulled him to his feet, a man who had been crippled his whole life. And that day, after all that's said and done, Peter started preaching again. And guess what happened? 5,000 more men gave their hearts to Jesus because of a miracle. The Bible says believers were added when the shadow of Peter started healing the sick. People got so hungry to get healed They got so hungry to get healthy. Listen, I don't know about you, but if you've ever been sick, you are hungry to get healthy. Can I hear an amen? They would drag their friends and their neighbors and their relatives out to the street so that even Peter's shadow would touch them. And when it did, their faith was released. And when it did, they rose up from their sickness and were healed in Jesus' name. Miracles were done when Philip went to Samaria. The Bible says that miracles and signs and wonders in an entire city got saved because of signs and wonders and miracles. The Bible says Samaria was filled with great joy. Well, you know, Elmira, Chemung country, Chemung County. I know it's Chemung. Well, you know, it's just the way it is, and there's not a lot of hope. I rebuke you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I'm telling you today, this region shall be saved. This region shall be saved. The church is not dead. The church is alive. You and I are the body of Christ, the salt and the light. We are not going to rescind. We are not going to recant. We are going to stand up in the name of Jesus. We are unstoppable, the supernatural church, and we will take back what the devil has stolen. I said we will take back what the devil has stolen. Chemung County shall be saved. Stupend County shall be saved. Come on, Schuyler County shall be saved. Tompkins County shall be saved. I don't know what county Mansfield is. Shall be saved. Oh, I can go. Tioga. On both sides of the states. You see, I'm here to tell you today, we are unstoppable, the supernatural church. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. They're going to come up against us one way, and they're going to have to flee seven ways. Now, this is not a religion. I'm not in this for religion, or I'm not staying here. Come on now. I'm in this because I know that God is real, and God is alive, and His word is true. And if God said it, it is so. I am part of the kingdom of God. I am an ambassador of the kingdom of God, sent here to do work on the behalf of the Master. And He has not sent me to be powerless, but He has sent me to be powerful, and God is using our lives for His glory. We will not step back. We are unstoppable, the supernatural church. Now, some of you might like Trump, some of you don't. I don't really care. I am not a political church, but something happened this week as they attacked our embassy in Iran, and they bombed them. Trump, poosh. Well, I don't agree. Listen, I just want you to see something. You cannot touch the property that is somebody else's and not expect to get touched back. You are a child of God. Come on now. The devil might kind of try to touch you, but the one thing he knows, that if you know his authority, the Father's going to send a missile from heaven. He's going to take you out. Come on now. The devil's going to take out your adversary, because greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. My God is for me. Some trust in chariots, some trust in horses, but I trust in the name of the Lord my God. God is able to deliver you. God is able to touch you. God is able to heal you. No weapon formed against you. I don't care what the devil does. He cannot prosper in Jesus' name. Shout it out loud. I'm the church. And you are unstoppable. I don't care who's told you what, when, where, how. You're not supposed to believe a preacher. You're not supposed to believe a religion. You're supposed to believe the word of God. Your job is to make sure I'm preaching the word of God. And if I'm not, man, you better be at my office. If I'm not preaching the word of God, I'll stand right up here and apologize to everybody. But I choose one thing. I don't really care what man's opinion is, even my own. I care what God says. Because His word is yea and amen. Not one jot or tittle shall pass away before it all comes to fruition. God says, I hold my word above my name. It's time to recognize that the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the dividing of the soul and the spirit and the bone and the marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. It is supernatural, and it's time to realize that God's church is unstoppable. I don't care what they've said. I don't care what they've done. I don't care how they attack. You've got to make a decision. I'm part of the supernatural church, and with God on my side, I cannot lose. Shout it out loud, unstoppable! I can't hear you, unstoppable! Listen, right now, some of you got to talk to your own devils. Some of you got to talk to your own bodies. Some of you got to literally make a declaration. This is a posture and a position. Come on now, you're drawing a line in the sand. You never draw a line, you never have a place to stand. You'll always be backing up. I've been studying, and I posted this a few times, but it don't matter. David and Goliath, powerful story. Goliath, over 9 feet tall, came out against the children of God, and he said this, listen, you send out one man, if I kill him, all your people are my slaves. If you kill me, all these people are your slaves. He was so strong, he was so powerful, he was monumental in the size that in his capacity, he was a true, genuine warrior. And he stood up there and mocked the children of God, even the king cowered. David's brothers and sisters, brothers cowered. The rest of the men cowered. But a little boy named David, with ruddy hair, brought some food to his brothers on the behalf of his daddy. He walks in there and all of a sudden he goes, whoa, what's that guy saying? He's mocking my God. He's speaking against the God of my word. David said, listen now, I killed a bear and I killed a lion. I've started proving God already, and this is where some of you are at. You got to start proving God. Your religion has to stop. This is, come on now, unstoppable, the supernatural church. But listen, your faith is theory and still until tested. And if you're never going to stand, if you never draw the line, then you're always going to be one cowering in the corner, and the devil's going to always know your threshold. All of a sudden, David got irritated. Yeah. How dare you talk about my God that way? How dare you talk about God's people that way? And he went and Saul, he says, I'll fight him. And he went, Saul said, come on over to me. I'll put my armor on you. He goes, no. I tried that on. That don't work. Come on now. That armor does not work for me. He said, I learned how to take care of the bear. I learned how to take care of the lion. I did it with my hands. And I did it with a little slingshot, with a little bit of stone. The stone that the builders rejected. He will become the cornerstone. Come on now. We're talking about Jesus. All of a sudden, the power of God. He walked out there, and out comes Goliath. But he didn't come alone. You always notice the devil's never come alone. He comes with a shield bearer, and he looks out there, and he starts mocking David. And David said, hey, I don't come to you with anything but the name of the Lord my God. And the Bible says that Goliath started torturing him with his words, started speaking against him, tried to intimidate him. The devil will always try to intimidate the supernatural church. But all of a sudden, the Bible says that Goliath started running after David. And man, David didn't go down and cower. David didn't sit back and go, oh no. David, the Bible says, he took and ran right after Goliath. I'm telling you today, you are unstoppable. The supernatural church, don't cower against the works of the devil. It's time to start running towards the devil. It's time to start binding him up in the name of Jesus and taking authority. And the Bible says that David let loose that one rock, And Jesus, man, the power of God hit him and it struck him in the head and he fell down as dead. And I'm here to tell you, your devils will fall down as dead as long as you will stay and remain the unstoppable church, the supernatural church. God will work on your behalf, for God confirms his word with signs and wonders following. It's time to be who you are. Shout it out loud. Unstoppable. Unstoppable. The supernatural church. Supernatural church. That's who you are. When it goes from here to here, everything changes. Some of you are up here. You need to have a movement like my wife did. You saw that coming? You need to have a movement. It's time. This year is going to be the best year we've ever seen. You know what the Lord showed me? I saw. I think it was this morning in prayer. I saw us burning the mortgage of His Tabernacle Family Church. I saw it literally on fire. I don't know how. That's not my job. Can I hear an amen? I don't know how He's going to pull that off, but all I saw was a mortgage paper burning, and God says, I'm burning the mortgage this year. You need to get ready, because your seat ain't going to be your seat for too long. Well, that's my chair. Nope. Somebody got there first, because people hungering and thirsting after righteousness are not going to wait to get to they're going to go for the top spot. You know what's amazing is if you go to a rock concert, people are willing to pay how much extra for the backstage ticket? You come to church and they can't wait to get to they don't go to the backstage. They just can't wait to get in the door. You got to get hungry and thirsty after righteousness, and you will be filled. Bow your heads with me this morning. I'm excited, as you can tell. With your heads bowed and your eyes closed, if you do not know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, just as you heard us do it on television, coming to church won't get you saved. Your mom and dad won't get you saved. There's only one name under heaven which all you shall be saved. It's the name of Jesus. The Bible says if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you shall be saved. That means old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. That means you actually become a dual citizen. Yes, you still live here. I will occupy till He comes. But you are a citizen of the kingdom of God and have kingdom privileges. Today, if you do not know Jesus as your Savior, I just got to say it. What you tolerate will always remain. It had nothing to do with salvation. Just felt it coming out of my spirit. Today, if you do not know Jesus as your Savior and you want Him in your life, I'm not asking you to join a church, not asking you to join a religion. I want you to know Jesus. Today, if you need Christ as your Savior, I want you to slide your hand up right now. You need your sins forgiven. You want to get right with God. Is there anyone in the room? Thank you very much. In the back, I see that hand. Is there anyone else? Thank you very much. Is there anyone else? Thank you, ma'am, right there. I see that. Anybody else this morning? I'm not going to wait long. Come on now. 5, 4, get your hand up. 3, 2, last call now. Listen, here's the problem. I'm just going to say it out loud. If you aren't saved and you chose not to be saved this morning, you will never stand before God and say you didn't hear. You will never stand before God and say you didn't see a miracle. She's sitting up in the pulpit. You will have no excuse. I'm going to ask one more time. If you're not right with God and you want to be right with the Lord, I want you to raise your hand up right now. Thank you, sir. Anybody else? Thank you. Anybody else? Amen. Let's all stand to our feet. If I could have the altar workers come. Today, I don't know what you need, but you are unstoppable. The supernatural church. These folks will lay hands on you, release the power of God in your life, and you'll see a miracle. I believe that this morning. This is Mindy. And we're going to pray with you for salvation. If you raise your hand, I want everybody to turn to the person next to them and say, if you didn't raise your hand, but you want to go up, I'll go with you. Come on. Don't assume they know. Come on, turn to someone and say, if you didn't raise your hand, but you want to go up, I'll go with you. You might even want to ask your wife. You never know. Don't assume they're right. If you raise your hand for salvation, I'm going to ask you to be brave. I'm going to ask you to step right out of your chair and come meet me right up front right now. Come on, give them a clap as they come. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. My God, thank you. Thank you. I know there's more. Come on, I saw your hands go up. Come on, be brave. The Bible says, if you confess me before man, I'll confess you before my Father. Bible also says, if you deny me before God or before man, I'll deny you before my Father. Yay, honey. There's no church. We're not trying to get you in church. We're trying to get you into heaven. That's what matters right here. So Mindy's going to pray with you, get your Bibles, and encourage you, strengthen you. If you're watching by live stream, you need to start texting right now, right on that spot. And we'll make sure that somebody calls you, gets in touch with you tomorrow, and make sure you're led to Christ in Jesus' name. I love you. Come on, don't let heaven outshout you. You know what's amazing? At his tabernacle, almost every single week, we see people give their hearts to Jesus. Do you realize that in most churches, they see none? The average church in America sees less than one soul saved a year. Listen, if people stop getting saved at his tabernacle, be smart and leave. Did you hear me? If people stop getting saved at his tabernacle family church, you have your pastor's permission to leave this church. And I'd run. Because the moment people stop getting saved, something's wrong. Amen. The moment people stop getting healed, something's wrong. The moment people stop getting trained and taught, equipped for the work of the ministry, something's wrong. Pay attention. I love you. Serve God with all of your heart. Enjoy your day. We love you, Jesus.